This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Keith Tapp joins us. He is a soybean producer from Kentucky and serves on the executive committee of the United Soybean Board.
Keith, USB is working side by side with the American Soybean Association and U.S. Soybean Export Council, really looking at what we see demand-wise, but what we see out there is potential future markets for U.S. soybeans.
As you know, the Soybean Board is responsible for the investments that the farmers check off of their beans, and we do that by research in the markets that are developed through that and through the products that we come up with, and then trying to develop markets in other nations or other countries. Okay, so we get a project together. We get a use, a new use. We need someone to help get that implemented. That's where the American Soybean Association comes in. They can go and lobby for this for whatever registration needs. We cannot do that with our checkoff funds. So they do their work, and then we have USEC, the United Soybean Export Council, that they're online to help us get that market share in other countries, and they do a great job, boots on the ground there, which, you know, allows us to do what we do. ASA does what they do. We work great together as a team, as a soy family, and trying to get markets developed and then get markets moved and better serve the soybean industry.
And it's always a constant state of work to develop the markets you're currently in, but to find those new markets too.
And that's one thing. In February, we decided as a board and on soybean board, we always look at new markets, but we're looking at more of a basic market share that no one's tapped into. The economics may not be there for them to produce a lot of soy. They may be more interested in our soy foods, our tofus, our tepeh, and stuff like that. And then hopefully we'll have our foot in the door when they, you know, get economically sound, that they will, you know, want to further buy our product. And we've got a good quality product. When our meal, you know, that we do a lot of export of that into markets now. So that's where we're trying to build demand.
Especially to feed animals protein-wise, to be able to do that. It's such a great product to be able for those countries to be able to use.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, we're trying to help them, and in turn that will help us.
And those were the comments of Keith Tapp, who is a Kentucky soybean producer. He also serves on the United Soybean Board's Executive Committee, and he joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.